This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You have the privilege as a believer in Jesus Christ, not because of anything you've done, but because of everything Christ accomplished on the cross, to say, "My Lord and my God." Let's bring up verse 34. "No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord,' because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more." I've been asked about that scripture before, about the Lord saying, "I will remember their sins no more." It doesn't mean that God is senile. It doesn't mean the Lord becomes like a great-great-grandfather who can't remember what happened last week, let alone what you did 20 years ago. And, you know, somehow he just overlooks everything because he can't remember it. God chooses not to remember a sin that's under the blood of Christ. Would you listen to that again? You need to write it down. God chooses not to remember a sin that's under the blood of Christ. He makes a decision. "I will remember their sins no more." Read an interesting article just this week about people who this author called retrievers. Not to be confused with the golden retriever of the personality test that some of you have taken. That's not what he's talking about. He said a retriever is a man or woman who is good or adept at confessing the sins of other people. A retriever is a man or woman who's good or adept at confessing the sins of other people. Please don't raise your hands, but some of you are married to a person who's very good at confessing your sins, but they never see their sin. There are parents who can confess the sins of their children and never think about their sins. And conversely, there are children, grown children, who can confess the sin of dad or mom, but never look at anything in their life. And people who do it with other people, and that's why he called them retrievers. And here's what I want you to go home with, which may be one of the most important things you will go home with. God's not a retriever. God is not a retriever in the sense that I'm speaking of, because he said, "I will remember their sins no more." They're under the blood. They're under the blood of Christ, and I will remember their sins no more. And I believe that. And you have to accept that as the reality for your life or not. I think I didn't mention this in the first two services, but one of the most common things that I think I've talked to people about privately over lunch or in my office is this question: "Randy, does God really forgive me?" And I share these scriptures like Jeremiah and others, 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And here's what it comes down to. You either believe the promises or you don't. It's all about believing the promises. And I just read one of the promises: God chooses to remember our sins no more. Years ago, studies were done after the Vietnam War to determine what methods used by the enemy had been the most effective in breaking the spirits of the POWs. Now think about it. What was done to prisoners that would break the spirit more than anything? Did you know what they found out? It wasn't deprivation physically. That wasn't it, as terrible as that was. It wasn't even the torture that was the most debilitating in terms of their spirit. What they found, what broke the prisoners more than anything else, was the destruction of relationships. As in one particular prison camp, every prisoner was in a stall, just big enough barely to stand in. And there was no contact with other prisoners. And as they destroyed systematically the relationship that one prisoner had with another, that was the most devastating thing of all, destroying relationships. You say, "What's it got to do with me?" Satan is the destroyer in your life and in my life.
We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.